Iván, ya lo tenemos todo organizado para que no tengas que preocuparte por nada. Más de 10 colegios en Madrid y alrededores para que aprendan mientras se divierten en nuestros campamentos urbanos. Llama al 91 700 11 99 y te lo contamos todo.
Friends, and welcome to the Drive Time Show.
Buenas tardes. ¿Qué tal?
It's your friend Kyle here. That's right, with the Drive Time Show live on Vaughn Radio, and we're live on Twitch today as well, apparently. Twitch. If you're a Twitch fan, you can find us there. And also live on Instagram. I'm Kyle Miller, is the name on Instagram. We're coming to you from all sorts of angles today with the Drive Time Show. We got lots to bring you. It's Canada Day. It's my national day. It's not the people think it's Independence Day. No, it's not the Independence Day, but it is the day of the anniversary of the Confederation of Canada. So I'll tell you all about that. So we'll talk a little bit about Canada today on the show. We've got lots of grammar, lots of pronunciation. We're going to hear an interesting story about another NTF, non-fungible token. This has become all the rage, people selling digital assets. And I'll tell you about that, about the latest one, and probably the most interesting one I've heard of. We got grammar, pronunciation, history. Oh my gosh, what a show. Lots to cover. Let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller. Kyle Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show. It's your friend Kyle here. That's right, it's Drive Time, and it is, what is this, Tino? Thursday, right? Es el jueves. It's Thursday. The days just really fly by. And today is Canada Day. And also, I would like to say that I'm going to be celebrating Canada Day this year. Not as big as... Not the same as in other years, right? In past years, I've done big parties for Canada Day, big events. We've had our annual Canada Day pancake breakfast. Tino's getting excited there with the full band. And but this year, we're not going to do it. This year, we're not going to do the full thing because of, for different reasons, because of COVID and for other reasons, it's a bit more of a subdued affair. However, if you are in Madrid and would like to meet up, I'm going to be having a little breakfast. I'm not going to say event, but I'm going to go for pancakes. And if you'd like to join me on Saturday, Tino might be there. We don't know yet. Tino's a mysterious man, but on Saturday, that will be the 3rd of July. And it's a place called the Toast Tap Room on San Vicente Ferrer. San Vicente Ferrer, the Toast Tap Room in Madrid, number 33. And at 11 o'clock, we're going to go there. And I'm just going to go and have breakfast. And if anybody wants to come, I think a few friends will come. Maybe Tino will be there.
Me gusta.
Maybe not. Yeah, but he likes it. That's for sure. And anyway, we're going to, so come on out and say hello, and we can have breakfast if you want on Saturday. There we go. Anyway, we're live on Twitch today as well. We're live on Twitch. So if you are a user of Twitch, you can join us there. And the account for Vaughn is quite simply Vaughn Radio, Baugan Radio, the Vaughn Radio Twitch account. And I'm also live on my Instagram account today. I'm Kyle Miller. Holy cow. So if you're a social media user and you want to come into the studio and join us today, you can do that. You can come and join the fun on social media. But let's get it started the way we normally do by jumping into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym.
All right, everybody, the warm-up gym. The warm-up gym. We have lots to translate here. I'm going to give you 10 sentences, 10 frases. I will say the sentence in Spanish, and you say it in English, okay? Yo en español, tú en inglés. Okay, here we go. Number one. Number one. ¿Quién quiere hacerlo primero? ¿Quién quiere hacerlo primero? Who wants to go first?
El de soy yo.
Now, bueno, hacerlo primero, we could say to do it first, but we often say who wants to go first? Who wants to go first? And Kublai says, who wants to go first? Correct. He says, I met you 2 years ago. Yeah, on Canada Day. That's great. All right. Number two, yo lo haré primero. I'll go first. Yo lo haré primero. I'll go first.
Usted es una fiera.
Bueno, yeah. I'll go first. ¿Alguna vez te duele la espalda? ¿Alguna vez te duele la espalda? I'm waiting for Kubla to write it in. He's here. He's fast. He's almost as fast as me here on the Twitch feed. Does your back ever hurt? Now, he said, does your back ever hurt you? I would just say, does your back ever hurt? And does it hurt you? Does it hurt? Does your back ever hurt? Suelen hacerlo ellos mismos. They usually do it themselves. Ellos mismos. Yeah, they usually do it themselves. Themselves. Ellos mismos. I do it myself, you do it yourself, he does it himself, she does it herself. They do it themselves. We do it ourselves. Do you do it yourselves? Trabajar es bueno para la salud. Working is good for your health.
El bienestar, la alegría.
Yeah. Working is good for your health. Working is good for your health. ¿Cuánto te debo? ¿Cuánto te debo? How much do I owe you? Now, we had a question here. Maria says, Maria says, can you say by their own? No, by their own doesn't exist. On your own, or by yourself, but never by your own. Okay? Le debo un favor. I owe him a favor. Yeah. I owe him a favor. Un favor. I owe him a favor. Fue realmente interesante. It was really interesting. Fue realmente interesante. Kublai is just dominating the chat over there on Twitch. So get in the fun, guys. If you're a Twitch user, you can join it. Juan is in the mix now. John Connor.
John, I'm looking for John Connor.
Has visto la peli ese?
I'm looking for John Connor. Sarah Connor.
Right? Fue realmente interesante. Oh, did we do that one yet, Tino? No. Yeah, we did that one. Yeah, it was really interesting. It was really interesting. And notice I didn't say interesting. Interesting? No. Interesting. Three syllables. Da-da-da. Da-da-da. Interesting, interesting, interesting. It was really interesting. It was really interesting. Viajera is in the mix, too, on Twitch. Viajera, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me. Maria says, Kubla is lost. No, just people are on different channels. That's all. No pasa nada. You can either choose Instagram or Twitch. Everybody, we're live. We're live everywhere. ¿Cuándo murió él? Buena pregunta. ¿Cuándo murió él? When did he die? When did he? When did he, when did he, when did he, when did he, when did he die? When did he die? When did he die? You know, the way you link, it's very important the way we link the words together and the way you start to think. Tienes que empezar a pensar en palabras como, you have to start to think of words as a collection of sounds, right? If someone says, when did he? When did he die? I'm not thinking when did he, I'm thinking when did he? When did he? When did he die? So the way we link the words together, a collection of sounds coming together and delivered that way. Like when you say have to, tener que, have to, I have to do it. I have to quit smoking. Actually, no, that's a lie. I don't smoke. Yo no fumo. I have to quit. But imagine that sentence. I have to. I have to go. I have to run. I'm not thinking. No estoy pensando. Have to. It's have to. Have to. Como si fuera una palabra. Thinking is overrated. I don't want you to think. La gente piensa demasiado. We spend all the day thinking. No. I want the grammar to come out as a natural reaction. I want this to be a knee-jerk reaction. You understand? Knee-jerk reaction. When I say, when you go to the doctor and he hits your knee, el médico que golpea a la rodilla, ¿no? He hits your knee and your knee jumps up. Ooh. And you say, ooh. And your knee jumps up. You're not thinking about it. You're not saying, oh, I'd better, well, someone just hit my leg. I'd better move my knee. I better move my leg now. No, it's natural. It's like a sneeze. It just happens. I want you to speak English the way you sneeze. Right? Que sale automáticamente. No hace falta pensar en algo, en ello, no? You don't think about it. Okay, here we go. We'll do a couple more. ¿Cómo murió? ¿Cómo murió? How did he die? How did he? But notice I'm not saying how did he? I say, how did he? How did he die? How did he die? How did Christopher Columbus die? Does anybody know? I think he was only 66. He was quite young, I think, when he died. I think he had a disease. I could be wrong. I'm wrong a lot. I don't know. Maybe Tino can tell me how old Christopher... Can someone tell me how old was Christopher Columbus when he died? Was he 66 years old living in Zaragoza? I don't know. Murió con las botas puestas. Como muchos. He died with his boots on. Yeah, he died with his boots on. Now, Cammy is over there in Peru. It says, can we say pass away? Absolutely. To pass away. You know, in English, we're a little bit more polite. We're a little bit more indirect when we say, when we talk about death in English. We say, oh, he passed away. He passed on. He died. Murió. Right? In Spanish, you just say murió. Right, Tino? In English, we have these adornos because we sometimes want to be a little more polite, a little softer. He passed away. Venga, murió. He died. He kicked the bucket. He kicked the bucket. Cammy says, greetings from here. In 2 weeks, I will go back to Peru. Well, where's here? Are you in Spain, Cammy? Maria Rosario says, this live is amazing. Ole! Yeah, he kicked the bucket. So, guys, you can be live today. You can come into the studio with us. Ven a vernos. Come join us. Either on Instagram, I'm Kyle Miller on Instagram, as always, or Twitch. And today I'm on the Vaughn Twitch account. It's called Vaughn Radio, if you're a Twitch user, okay? And I will put this section also into my free Facebook group. I hope everybody's in my free Facebook group. No cuesta nada. Right, Tino? It's completely free. Qué barato es. Exactly. Free. No cuesta nada. So you can join the fun over there. It's called English with Kyle. English with Kyle. Now, I am going to... We're going to have to mix it up, Tino. Tenemos que saltar eso. Saltar eso. Llevamos... Do we have the Canadian dictionary? Do we have that section? Yeah, it's Canada Day, everybody. Let's have a look at what I call Kyle's Canadian Dictionary.
Kyle's Canadian Dictionary.
All right, Kyle's Canadian Dictionary. This is a rare section. This is a rare gem of Drive Time sections. We don't do this very often. But, time to look at some Canadian vocabulary because it is Canada Day. I'll tell you what that means a little bit later. We're going to talk about Canada Day. We have Eric says, I am very fond, Erica says, I'm very fond of, this chat is terrible. I'm very fond of English and Spanish languages. Well, very good. Well, you come to the right place. If you like Spanish and English, you're in the right place, guys. Okay, Canadian vocabulary. Because it's Canada Day, I'm going to teach you some Canadian vocabulary. Tino probably remembers these from over the years. Pop. Do you remember that, Tino? Pop. Do you know what pop is? Yeah, it's in Spanish you say un refresco. In Canada we say pop. Now, it's regional, right? In a lot of places we say, they say soda. You want a soda? Like if you go to New York. You want a can of soda? Actually, that's not a New York accent. That's more of a Southern. Get a couple of sodas or something. Alberto Alonso, he would say soda. He'd say, hey, you want a couple of sodas or something? We'll get a couple of cans of soda. Right? But in Canada, we say pop. P-O-P, pop. I don't drink much pop. It's not healthy. It's not healthy. Lately, I'm drinking coconut water. Agua de coco. And occasionally, my favorite drink, limoncello. Delicious limoncello made by Tino. It has to be made by Tino or it's not official. Another one, the loony. The loony. Do you remember this one, Tino? The loony. This is the $1 coin in Canada. We call it a loony. Why? Because it has a loon on it. A loon. Maybe later we'll get a loon sound. Later, could we get a loon sound, Tino? Later on, más tarde. So a loon is, it's like a duck. It's almost like a duck, but it's, I don't know the difference, actually. Básicamente es un pato, hombre. It's like a type of duck. But you have a very distinct sound when you are on the water, you're on a lake in Canada, and you hear this sound. Later on, we'll play the sound. It's very enchanting. The song, the call of a loon. So on the Canadian $1 coin, you have a loon, so we call the coin a loony. Okay? So because we had the loony, then about 5 years later, the Canadian government said, let's have a launch, a $2 coin. Ya que estamos, bueno, sacamos una moneda de $2. We're going to release a $2 coin. And so they did. And so they called it a toonie. Toonie. A loonie and a toonie. $2 coin is a toonie in Canada. Okay? Now, another good one is, and Kubla says, is there, be careful, you should say, are there any Canucks in here? A Canuck is a word for a Canadian. So I'm a Canuck. I think I'm the only Canuck around here. I don't see any more Canucks, which is why the hockey team in Vancouver is called the Vancouver Canucks. Fun fact. ¿Cómo se dice aseos en Canadá? Los aseos. Voy al baño. I'm going to the washroom. In Spain, the U.S., they'll often say the restroom. But we say, in Canada, the washroom. The bathroom. Okay, another one. La feta. Well, this is the same in every country other than the United States. Feta, in English, we say Zed. Zed. In the U.S., they say Z. I don't know why. But there are many, we'll look later on at some of the words that are similar from American English and British English. Usually Canadians take the American word, but not always. And in the case of, there are some differences. In the case of the letter La Zeta, in Canada we say Z. We don't say Z, we say Z. Now, servietta. Napkin. Napkin. But we also say, sometimes in Canada people say serviette. Would you like a serviette? Although it's very formal. It sounds really formal. Would you like a serviette? Yeah. All right. Here's my word of the day. Chinook. Chinook. This is a great word. A Chinook. And a Chinook es un como un chorro de aire. It's a breeze of warm air in the winter. A Chinook. Chinook. Kubla says, Kyle, spell it. Chinook. Chinook. And I'm going to type it in. Chinook. Now, a Chinook is in the winter when it's really cold in Western Canada. Imagine 30 degrees below zero. 30 grados bajo cero. And then all of a sudden, de repente, viene un movimiento de aire. This big movement of air comes in. And it warms up to from 30 below zero up to zero or maybe 10 degrees above zero or more. And the temperature really, literally in one day, can change by as much as 40 degrees. 40 grados de diferencia en un día. And everybody goes, woo! They take their jackets off, right? They get happy, they take their jackets off, and it lasts a couple of days. Puede durar un par de días. People go, yeah, woo, and it gets warm. And then it blows through. And then Danny says, could it be a word from the northern natives? Absolutely. Absolutely it is. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a native word. Chinook. Anyway. Oh, no. Dios mío. Tino's playing the music. He's telling me that we have to take a break. We'll come back, folks. We'll have more vocabulary for you. We have plenty more to come in our second half hour. We're going to hear some music from a Canadian band called The Band. What a creative name, right? We'll hear that. We'll hear a classic song from them. We've got so much to come. So much to talk about, guys. Lots to cover. So stay with us here, everybody. I'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
How do you say enamorarse in English? Fall in love. To fall in love. With Vaughn, you will fall in love with the teacher and with the English language. Progressing, advancing, improving will be like cutting butter. Why? Because you are in love. And you have faith in yourself. And as you know, faith moves mountains.
En los Urban Camps tenemos un montón de aventuras y temáticas disponibles y todo sin que los peques tengan que dormir fuera de casa. Tu reserva ya en campamentosvaughan.com.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
Si los profesionales de su empresa no comunican eficazmente en inglés, su empresa no necesita clases de inglés. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente. Muchas son las empresas españolas que despilfarran el dinero contratando clases de inglés a diestro y siniestro. Café para todos y resultados para nadie. Dominar el inglés requiere enfoque, esfuerzo y un plan. En Vaughan Empresas tenemos un plan. Un plan hecho a medida para su empresa. No nos interesa vender clases. Nos interesa conseguir soluciones. Y para ello, tenemos un apasionado equipo de profesores formados meticulosamente en el método Vaughan. Llama al 911-335831. 911-335831. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente.
Excuse me, Richard. What does strive mean? To strive? Yes. What does it mean? It means esforzarse. And what does endeavor mean? Endeavor? As a noun or as a verb? Both. Well, as a noun, it means esfuerzo or empeño. And as a verb, it means esforzarse, like strive. And one more question. What does go all out mean? Go all out? That's a phrasal verb. Yes, but what does it mean? Go all out? It means darlo todo, or dejarse la piel, or hacer hasta lo imposible. Thank you, Richard. Do you know why I'm asking these questions? Yes, I do. Yes, I know why. It's because you're a student of the Vaughan Method. You're a product of Vaughan. It's logical that you want to strive, to endeavor, and to go all out. That's what we call motivation, inspiration, and impetus. That's what happens when a student encounters the Vaughan Method.
Los Urban Camps son inmersiones en inglés sin clases. Talleres y actividades específicamente diseñados para que los niños aprendan a comunicarse en inglés de forma natural, siempre a través del juego y la diversión. Y donde vuelven a casa por la tarde, al día siguiente, más diversión.
Tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés. 911-335-832. 911-335-832. Ahora con nuevas facilidades de pago. Pago a plazos sin intereses. Llámanos al 911-335-832. Campamentos de verano. Verano Vaughan, el líder del sector. 911-335-832. No lo dejes para el último momento. Aprenderán inglés mientras viven mil aventuras. No olvides preguntar por el resto de campamentos e inversiones de la línea Junior de Vaughan.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833. Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid. Estamos en la calle Orense 75, de lunes a jueves de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 6 y media. Y los viernes de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 5 y media. Y si no, ya sabes, baugantienda.com.
Folks, we're back with the second half hour of our Drive Time show. Thanks for staying with me, everybody. We're back, and what you're hearing is The Band. Who? Well, which band, Kyle? No, they were called The Band. And it was this day in 1968 that The Band released their debut album. It was called Music from the Big Pink, an album which features their first hit single called The Wait. I almost played that one, but I kind of like this one a little bit more. Right? I like this a little bit more. And the song was recorded in New York City and in Los Angeles in two studios in 1968. And the group went on, they used to be called The Hawks, and they went on tour supporting Bob Dylan as his backing band, and then they went on to change their name. So they're a Canadian band, Canadian-American. We say they're Canadians. Americans probably say they're American. Formed in Toronto in 1967. Four Canadians and one American, Rick Danko, bass and vocal and fiddle. Garth Hudson, famously on the keyboards and the saxophone. Richard Manuel on the keyboards and the drums. Robbie Robertson on the guitar. Levon Helm, the great Levon Helm, on the drums. And they mixed these styles, right? They had a mix of styles of Americana, folk, rock, jazz, and more. Now, between 1958 to 1963, they were known as the Hawks. And they were the backing band for rockabilly singer Ronnie Hawkins. In the mid-60s, they gained recognition for backing Bob Dylan, as I mentioned. And they were there when Bob Dylan played his first electric show, plugging in and going electric, famously. And it really a great band. And some interesting facts about this song. Guitarist Robbie Robertson wrote it, which tells a strange story about a mountain man and a girl named Bessie. We hear about a trip to the horse races. Drummer Levon Helm sang lead on the song, giving it a very folksy feeling. Now, if you're on Instagram, I guess you can't hear the song. No se puede escuchar. But on the radio, we're playing the song right now. But I should find a way. I need to find a way to send the audio into this so you can hear it as well. But that's beyond my technical abilities right now. Poco a poco, friends, little by little. So there's a funky sound on this song, isn't there? A funky sound. Up on Cripple Creek was created by Garth Hudson on the keyboard. And he ran his keyboard through what they call a wah-wah pedal. You know that one, Tino? The wah-wah, wah-wah. So he ran the keyboard through that to create this funky sound that you're hearing. There it is. You can hear that sort of it's got a funky groove to it, right? It's a good song. Now, the band recorded most of the album in a house, Sammy Davis Jr.'s house in Hollywood, which they rented out. And up on Cripple Creek, this one was one of the three songs that they recorded in New York City. So this one was done in New York. So they kind of split the recording duties. But anyway, for this Canada Day, I thought we would go with a sort of a Canadian-themed song with the band, and that one was called Up on Cripple Creek. Up on Cripple Creek. That's right. Anyway, let's go ahead with a section we call On the Same Page.
On the Same Page.
Woo! On the Same Page, everybody. On the Same Page. You can be on the same page if you have this book. It's called False Friends. Falsos amigos. These aren't the friends you want. Son malos amigos. Fuera. Okay. False friends. Let's talk about equipment. Equipment. Okay, we could, for equipment is like equipación deportiva. Or also medical equipment, kitchen equipment, maquinaria. Whereas equipaje is not equipment. Equipaje is baggage. Okay, baggage, equipment. Different things here. So equipment, equipación. Como deportiva, por ejemplo, and then equipaje is baggage. Mm. Su equipamiento de fútbol está en el coche. Claro. His soccer equipment is in the car. His soccer equipment is in the car. ¿Tiene usted equipaje de mano? Do you have any carry-on luggage? Good question. Do you have any carry-on luggage? Siento comunicarle que hemos perdido su equipaje. That's terrible when you hear that. I'm afraid we've lost your luggage. Oh, really? Yeah, I'm afraid we've lost your luggage. Hmm. Luggage. Now let's do another one. Ya que estamos, since we're here, let's talk about another word. How about the word estate and the word state? Ah, pero no es la misma cosa? No. Different words, folks. So estate with an E, eso es finca. O bien inmobiliario. Inmobiliario. Eso es. La última. The last one. Inmobiliario. Woof. That's a tricky word for me right now. Estate. Estate. E-S-T-A-T-E. Estate. Bueno, patrimonio. También Kubler says. Yeah. He left his estate to his son, a su hijo. Now, the word state is estado. Sin la E. State. State. How many states are there in the United States? There are 50. 50 states. Yeah, people are writing out that word, inmobiliario. Yeah, the problem isn't the writing, folks. It's the pronunciation. Lo tengo aquí, pero, yeah. State. How many states are there? En su estado de paz, or in a state of peace. State of mind as well. So estate, patrimonio, or finca también, estate with an E. But then state, starting with the S, without the vowel, is different. Eso es otra cosa. That's the estado. Okay? So there you have it, friends. This was a little piece from our book. It's called False Friends. False Friends. Now, Kubla asked a good question. How many states are there in Canada? Who knows the answer? Who knows the answer? I'll give you the answer, but I think I'll let you guys answer that. How many states are there in Canada? 5 points to the first person to come up with the correct answer there. All right.
Like, ask, make, do, go, come, take, bring.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
What's the difference? That's right. Okay, what's the difference today? Spelling. Canadian and American spelling. What's the difference? Well, like I said earlier, very often Canada goes the American way when it comes to spelling or pronunciation of certain words, but there are some differences. Okay? One of the main differences where Canada uses a British-style spelling is the O-U-R. And by the way, I appreciate, Danny says, are you from Canada? Yes, I am. Absolutely, I'm from Canada. Yes. And people are answering the question on Instagram. We'll get into it in a minute. I'm going to give that answer. But first, the difference in the spelling. O-U-R. So, for example, the word flavor, sabor. Where can you get the book? Yeah, you can get this book, guys, if people are asking. Any Vaughn book, you can get in the Baugan Tienda, the Vaughn Tienda. Search for Vaughn Tienda, Vaughn, and you'll find all the Vaughn books there. You can also get a lot of them on Amazon, as Erica says. That's correct. So the word flavor, sabor, flavor, F-L-A-V-O-U-R. Kublai says splendor, labor, flavor, color, correct. Whereas in the United States, they would say, they would spell it F-L-A-V-O-R. C-O-L-O-R. In other words, quitan la U. They don't put the U there. They're basically, they look for a more efficient way, a shorter way, and they write it without the U. Okay? Another one is the use of the E-R or the R-E, like center. C-E-N-T-R-E. The British way, the center of the circle. And we also have C-E-N-T-E-R. In American English, C-E-N-T-E-R. And British English, C-E-N-T-R-E. And in Canada, officially, we take the R-E. But you will see both. You can see both of them. Okay? Another one is the eyes. No, I'm not talking. No hablo de los ojos. No. Otro tipo de eyes. I-S-E. Ise. Or I-Z-E. So analyze. In fact, in British English, you can even spell the word analyze. A-N-A-L-Y-S-E. Yeah. A-N-A-L-Y-S-E. Analyze. Recognize, R-E-C-O-G-N-I-S-E. Now, in American English and Canadian English, too, we tend to go with the American way here, which is the Z, la theta. So instead of the S, we tend to use the Z, analyze, A-N-A-L-Y-Z-E. Or as the Americans would say, A-N-A-L-Y-Z-E. Z-E. Recognize. You must recognize. R-E-C-O-G-N-I-Z-E. Sympathize. Kubla gives an example. Sympathize with someone. In American English and in Canadian English, with a Z. But in British English, with an S. So there are some differences, guys. Those are the main differences. Those are the main differences. I think it's time for a fact. Shall we do this? Do you like facts, guys? People at home are saying, yeah, we love facts. All right, well, this one's for you.
And that's a fact.
Okay, guys, it's time for our fact section, and that's a fact. And the way I've done Hold on, everybody. Hold on. Hold the fort. We have a good question from Danny on Twitch. He says, Kyle, does Canadian English have any influence from the French? Absolutely. Claro que sí, hombre. Right? We've got loads of influence from the French. And in fact, we have a French province. I still have to answer your question. How many states are there in Canada? I'll give that answer in a few minutes. But first, facts. Facts about, but yeah, there are a lot of influences from French. We can look for some examples later, okay? It's time to talk about bread, everybody. It's time to talk about bread. I'm talking about sliced bread. You have the pain de molde, you say. Pain de molde. Which is not the same as hogaza. We don't really, I don't know, we'd call that like artesian bread or something like that. Fiancé. Yeah, that's a French word. Absolutely. Fiancé. My fiancé. Absolutely. A lot of French words come into the language. Mm-hmm. But let's get back to sliced bread, everybody. Getting back to sliced bread. So I'm going to give you three facts. I'm going to give you three statements, and one of them is a lie. One of them is una mentira, eh? One of them. So the first one, the first loaf at a time bread slicing machine. Una máquina que corta, pues, en lonchas, ¿no? El pan. Was invented back in 1888 in New York by a machinist named Colonel Woolridge. Packaging and sliced bread would not become popular until 1937. However, Woolridge never made a single penny from his investment. He didn't make any money, but he invented. This is the machine that slices bread. Fact number one. Okay? Fact number one. The bread slicing machine was invented in 1888. But the guy didn't make any money off it. Que se cortan lonchas. All right. Number two, fact number two, a bakery in Missouri, Chillicothe, Missouri, was the first place to sell pre-sliced bread. They called it clean-made bread and marketed it as the greatest step in the bread-making industry since bread was wrapped. From this comes the phrase, the greatest thing since sliced bread, Yeah, you say, yeah, sorry, pardon me. Rebanada de pan, right? You don't say rebanada. No se dice loncha de pan. Loncha no. Eso es otra cosa. You can cut like meat into lonchas, but bread, a slice of bread. Okay, so the origin of this expression, the greatest thing since sliced bread, came from. Rebanada de pan, no es coro. Yeah, I mean, it is. Bueno, I'm not Spanish, Erica, but I think... are you Spanish, Erica? Yeah, I think rebanada de pan is correct. Okay, thank you. Yeah, we say a slice of bread. So the origin of the terms sliced bread, okay, or the greatest step forward in bread making since bread was wrapped. That was the origin of that one. And number three, fact number three, selling sliced bread was banned by the U.S. government in 1943 in World War II. The Secretary of Agriculture at the time banned it. Prohibir, to ban. The ban was supposed to help conserve wax paper, which was needed to keep sliced bread fresh and also to bring down the cost. What a strange bunch of facts. We got our friend from Peru says, nosotros decimos pedazo de pan in Peru, right? Pedazo de pan. Nice. Number one, folks, this was a lie. Mentira. The lie was the first one. Oh, no. Mentira. Eso es. Mentira. The first one. The first loaf at a time bread slicing machine was invented in 1888 in New York. The guy never made any money. That's not true. The slicing machine was invented in 1928 by a jeweler. A jeweler named Otto Rohwedder out of Iowa. And it was a big hit right away. In 1930, the Continental Baking Company introduced pre-sliced Wonder Bread machines that were improved versions of his original design. He sold the machines a couple decades later before retiring. So that first one was false. So that means the second one was a fact. They started selling pre-sliced bread in Missouri. The state of Missouri, the Chilkooth Baking Company, bought this guy, Rohwedder's first automatic slicer in 28 and put it to work. On July 7th, 1928, a column came out and it says, "So neat and precise are the slices that one realizes instantly that there is a refinement that will receive a hearty and permanent welcome." So that was the origin of the expression, "the best thing since sliced bread." And finally, the last one was also a fact, that the U.S. government banned, to ban sliced bread during the war because they used wax paper to conserve the sliced bread, and they said, "We can't waste the wax paper, and it's not a good use of the bread, so we have to sell it. You can't pre-slice the bread." Strange rule, folks. I don't make them up. I just report. I don't make up the news. I just report on it. Right? And that's a fact. There you go. All right, everybody. We only have a couple of minutes left before we have to take a break. In our last half hour, we're going to talk more about Canada Day. I'll tell you more of the history of Canada Day. But for now, it's time for today's trending topic.
Trending topics!
Trending topic. Trending topic, everybody. I was talking a couple weeks ago about the popularity of the NFT, non-fungible token. People at home are saying, "What? Pero qué es eso?" Basically, people selling digital assets, like an original copy of a digital photo. For example, a famous photo, they'll sell the original copy. Or a file. A digital file, an electronic file, and it becomes collectible, and they have only one original, so it becomes scarce, and they can monetize it. Now, it seems the inventor of the internet, the World Wide Web, has sold the original code. NFTs are used by artists, yes, among others. Artists, collectors. So the inventor of the World Wide Web has sold the original code for the internet for $5.4 million. This guy's name is Tom Berners-Lee. The creator of the World Wide Web has auctioned off his invention's source code as an NFT. And it was sold at Sotheby's Auction House. Or crypto assets, correct, Jose. For $5.434 million. Following a week of online auction that began on June 23rd. Although the groundbreaking code has long been used in public domain, the British computer scientist authorized the sale of a single edition of his original time-stamped files. It includes over 9,500 lines of code. The files contain the basis of the languages and protocols of the internet. Hypertext Transfer Protocol, right? HTTP. Hypertext Markup Language, HTML. And Universal Document Unified, URI. They were sold alongside an animated visualization of the code, basically a big poster of the code. And then it was signed by the inventor, this guy, Berners-Lee, with a graphic signature. The winning bidder also took home a letter written by the computer scientist in which he reflects on the code and its creation. So these things have become, it's basically a digital artifact and an interesting trend that is happening right now with people looking to buy digital assets to collect them for collection purposes, for investment purposes, for artistic purposes. And as is the advent of what is called the NFT, the non-fungible token, and something that is becoming popular in the last year or so. And there you have it, folks. That is today's trending topic. We're going to take a break. Una pausa. A little break, folks, but I'll be back. What about A? I'll be back right after this. I am going to sign off. I've been live on Instagram today. I will share this into the Facebook group. Make sure you're in the Facebook group. It's called English with Kyle. I'll put the video in there so you can watch the video when you want. If you missed it, if you're a Facebook user, you can find it there on English with Kyle. And also, we will continue. The show will go on live here on Vaughn Radio and also on Twitch at Vaughn Radio on Twitch. Okay, guys, I'm going to take a short break, but I'll be back. Plenty more to come right after this. Stay with us. Keep listening. Don't touch that dial.
Descubre. Aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Aprende inglés desde casa por menos de 30 céntimos al día. Un año de clases por solo 99 euros. Infórmate en curso de inglés online Vaughan.com. Ya disponible también en Latinoamérica. Apúntate, curso de inglés online Vaughan.com.
¿Quieres un planazo de verano para tus hijos en la ciudad? En Vaughan ya lo tenemos todo organizado para que no tengas que preocuparte por nada. Más de 10 colegios en Madrid y alrededores para que aprendan mientras se divierten en nuestros campamentos urbanos. Llama al 91 700 11 99 y te lo contamos todo.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma, píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid. Estamos en la calle Orense 75, de lunes a jueves de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 6 y media, y los viernes de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 5 y media. Y si no, ya sabes, vaughantienda.com.
A Vaughan English class is not the same as other English classes. In a Vaughan English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
Are you in love with the English language? Are you crazy about English? Are you willing to devote 1,000 hours to my language? If you're not, the reason is clear. You have never been with a Vaughan teacher. Un profesor Vaughan.
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esa semana sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupobaugan.com.